Blog Talk Radio.
It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's get it.
Hey,
Hey, babies. You are now in tune with your girl, Miss P. And if you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope that you find that our show is entertaining and you can feel the love and the support coming across the airwaves straight at you. And for all those who continue to support the In Tune show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always love and it's always appreciated. Been asked 100 million times, and you'd be amazed how many times you can be asked the same question. So I like to put out there that the show has several access points, meaning that you can stream this show live from any internet device, or you can dial in at 818-495-6975, or you can use our interactive chat room that is live during every show to ask your questions or leave your comments. You know, all the shows are on demand and can be accessed at your leisure if you're not able to catch the show when it's live. If you're not following us on Twitter, you can do so by following at Intune Show. You can find us under the Intune Show on Facebook, which that page is jam-packed with amazing people. So we have a second Facebook page that's called Intune Show, and it's two capital I's as Roman numeral 2. So you can also get us at theintuneshow.com. And if you have any questions or concerns or anything that you have that you can bring forth to us so we can learn from your skills, expertise, and talents, you can definitely send me an email at intuneshow@aol.com. I ask that after each program is aired, there's a little thing under the chat room. If you're under the chat room, you can leave your testimonial of did you enjoy the show, did you enjoy the guests, did you enjoy the questions, I mean anything. Just let me know. Be a little interactive because I do like an interactive show. Meaning that I love for people that are tuned in to give us our feedback, because without you guys, there's no show, and without knowing what I need to critique, and so to speak, you know, I don't get better. So for all those that's out there that's tuned in, any time during the show, you can always feel free to leave your testimonials at the end of each show. Tonight's guest is Anthony Q, and I'm terribly excited about it. You know, shout out to him, shout out to Kia, shout out to all his team, you know, for the amazing job they did with helping with supporting the tweets, because it's not every day that you interview certain people and their team be on it like they are, and, you know, they made a little flyer and all that, so I have it up on my Facebook page 100 million times, just reposting it and reposting it, and I actually reposted it this morning, so for all those who missed it, can see how amazing and how pink and everything it is, because pink is my favorite color, obviously. So shout out to, you know, the team who put that all together, which is Anthony Q's team. And, you know, I really enjoy the interactiveness of, you know, the support that they gave towards the Intune Show for this interview. So much love. So tonight we're going to be getting in tune with him. And for all those that's getting in tune with him for the first time, you know, you guys knew him as Q, but is Anthony Q now for obvious reasons, and because he started his solo career. So I'm excited to see what the buzz is all about that he has created around his solo mixtape, which he entitled Q Files. And then he immediately dropped his first single, Shake That, after promoting his project Twitter and Newstream, along with his strand of YouTube videos, which he entitled The Countdown to Day 26. He received such positive reviews upon release that the Q Files, hosted by DJ Quicksilver, was released on March 22nd of 2010. The mixtape consists of 11 tracks and featured from artists such as Little Mo, Dawn Richards, DC, Don Juan, Kingpin, Slim Bear, and others. So I'm excited, and I don't want to give too much info out there because, of course, you know, I can go on and on and on for all those who know me personally and for all those who tune in to listen to the shows. So while we're waiting for him to tune in to us so we can get in tune to him, I'm going to play another one of his tracks. And I was, you know, doing a little research on him, and I came across this particular one, and I loved it so much that I hit his team up. And I was like, could you please, please, please send me this track, because I just thought that since I loved it so much, you guys would do the same. So if you guys are not in tune with his music and with him and with the great things that he's doing out here right now, then it's definitely the time to be in tune with Anthony Q. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask him about his journey, or you just want to call in and squeal about the fact that you have the opportunity to talk to him, dial in at 818-495-6975 and make me laugh. Please do, because I love it. I love the excitement of the supporters. So check this one out. It's called Medicine by Anthony Q. And let me know what you guys think about this, because I love it. Tune in.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby,
I need you,
yeah.
I need you, 'cause baby, you're my medicine.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah.
So give it to me. So give it to me. Yeah, yeah. Everything you want and need, if you do the same for me, yeah, then maybe you can set me free from this hurt. I don't wanna be down no more. Baby, set me free from this pain. In the morning, still late here but can't sleep. I'm sitting here but can't eat. I feel like Kelly, I can't breathe. I've been feeling like this this early this afternoon. Since you finally gave me a hit of you, and I feel so high.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Yay, so that was Medicine. And I'm loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it. And I can't even stress that enough. I mean, it was just like sexy. It was R&B. It was sexy. Did I say sexy? But anyway, guys, without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Anthony Q. How you doing tonight? Anthony Q? Hello? All right, we're having a bad connection. So hopefully he'll give us a call back in, 818-495-6975, so we can reconnect and we can get the party rolling. So what did you guys think of that song? I just want to know. And also for all those who are tuned in for the first time that are big, big, big Anthony Q fans, you know I'm going to pop the question tonight. And I'm going to ask him if he'd be interested in coming back on the show for our contest that we're having called I'm Their Biggest Fan. And basically what that entails is for you to tell your supporters or your followers on Twitter to tweet to the Intune show that you are Anthony Q's biggest fan. And you, the follower must be following the Intune show and follow Anthony Q. So basically in order for it to count as a vote and for you to be able to win the opportunity to come back on and co-host with me, with Anthony Q, then you definitely have to get those numbers going. You got to get your people to follow Anthony Q, to follow Intune Show, and to tweet to the Intune Show that you are Anthony Q's biggest fan. So we'll see how he feels about that. And I'm definitely sure that that wouldn't be a problem. So imagine the opportunity of the lifetime to come on the show and ask him the questions that you could have always wanted to ask him since the time that, you know, he came out and started his career. So I'm excited about it. So, again, let's get Anthony on the line. Hi, how you doing tonight? Anthony Q. All right. For some reason, we're having a problem with the call, as you guys see, so I apologize about all of that. Hopefully this time around, when he calls back in, we can, you know, lock him in. So, you know, let's see. Caller, you on the line with Miss P.
Hey, this is Q.
Hey! Okay, so I was all confused here. I was like, what's happening? Every time I pick up, it's not him, and, you know, so.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I'm doing really good. Just got through playing soccer with my little siblings, my sisters, and my nephew, so.
Yeah, so you really, like, you know, all, like, sweaty and stuff. That's what's happening? And then you called in?
Sort of, kind of.
It's all good. We take you any way you come. We're just totally excited and thrilled that you are in tune with us tonight so we can get in tune with you. So I really do appreciate you taking the time to do so. And I love the fact that, you know, you're family orientated. You know, you go out there and you still do all the things that normal people do with family, and that's awesome of you.
Yeah, of course. You cannot forget that. Those things keep me, you know, motivated, calm, and just motivated to keep, you know, pursuing my dreams and enjoying life.
Absolutely. So we were just listening to Medicine. And that happens to be one of my favorite. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. It's just like that sex is sexy, you know? You know, the girl is your medicine. Really? Like, who says that but Anthony Q?
You know, that song was actually written by Phil Bryant. You know Little Mo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make a long story short, I was in a studio with Little Mo about 2 years ago, and we recorded this song called Hand in Glove when I released Q Files. And, she had this song called Medicine, and I recorded it. So when I released the second mixtape, Guitar Her, I put it on there, you know, just to show people that I can sing, because that record, you know, just the vocals and the melodies, the minors and majors, the tempo, it sounded real soulful and R&B. So I wanted to show the fans, like, hey, you know, I can really sing. Listen to this.
Right, definitely. And, I mean, I think people kind of, you know, just going back just a little bit, not too much, but just a little bit, I think people kind of knew that, Q, because of the simple fact that, you know, from the whole making the band thing, you know, because to be honest with you, not because I have you on the show, just because I just was like, yeah, I hope he wins, because I just really felt that you could sing,
you
know.
Thank
you. No, thank you. I mean, I can't sing. So don't take me. I'm not the singer here. You know, you don't want that in your life, for real. Your ears might start bleeding, so we're going to leave that all the way alone. This is all about you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely, I always felt that you had the voice, but you definitely are right about that. That particular track, per se, does really show that you have range and, you know, you really can do your thing. And I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Tisha in the chat room said that she said the same thing as far as, like, when you were, you know, out there and making a band or whatever, that she felt you could sing as well and she wanted you to win. She said that the song was very sexy, Medicine. And, yeah, she's just happy you're here, and so am I. So for all those who are listening, you're welcome, and getting in tune with you for the first time, you know, tell us a little bit about who is Anthony Q.
I'm a creative artist. I love to sing. I love music. I went to school of the arts, and I studied theater, Broadway, dancing, tap dance, modern. I can do a little modern, and also I studied music. So Anthony Q, overall, I'm an artist. And, you know, I like to think outside the box. I don't like to shell myself. I like to be creative, so that's who Anthony Q is.
Definitely. So tell us, like, you know, you said you've been doing this for a long time, and I've happened to know that you've been doing this for a very long time, because when people say, hey, I've been doing this since I was a kid, you know how they start, like, I was 1 year old, I came out the womb, I was singing, you know? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, literally, you were really, really singing since you were really, really young. So, you know,
yeah,
I've seen a little clip. Yeah. I thought that was so cute. I was like, look at this. You know, like, really? This is what you do? When I was up here, like, playing with crayons and stuff, you were singing your little heart out?
Yep, I've been singing since kindergarten. How that came about, there was, I was in kindergarten. I was, my teacher, her name was Mrs. Dodge, and she had given the solo to this girl named Destiny. And Destiny didn't want to sing it. So I said, hey, I can sing Mrs. Dodge. And she gave me the opportunity. And I learned the song, and I sung it for my graduation. I got a standing ovation. And I have, like, I shared the footage on YouTube. I actually have the actual tape that I want to share. Maybe I'll put it on a CD or something and give it and share it with the world. But I just wanted to share it because, like you said, a lot of people, you know, they say they've been singing since one, and they've been singing since one and two, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, and I hear that so frequently. And I'm just like, really? Like, at one, two, like, what are people at 1 and 2 year olds are doing, you know? Like, I know at this point in life they're more advanced than ever. And not to say that people are telling stories, but, you know, I can't even picture it. Like, really? At 1 and 2, you was, like, singing your little heart out. Like, okay, cool.
That's crazy.
I get it.
And I swear, I'm not lying, I swear.
No, I believe you, because I've seen proof with my own two eyes from that little clip of you singing your little heart out, and you actually sound very, very good for your age, and it was just like, wow, that's amazing. People are really literally born to do certain things, I believe that, but sometimes when people be like, yeah, I was doing this since I was like 1 and a half, I'm like, really, 1 and a half? Yeah, okay, so we're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that alone. But you do. You've been singing for a long time, and it really shows as far as, you know, like I've heard the proof. I've seen the video, and it definitely shows in your who you are today that, you know, your vocals
you.
And your direction. Yeah, definitely. So in your opinion, what makes a good song? Because I know that, you know, you write your own songs, correct?
Yeah, I've written a couple of songs, Perfectly Blind, Broken Promises with Dawn in the past, but now I've been writing a lot of my songs. And, you know, when I'm writing now, you know, of course there's a first verse, there's a hook, there's a second verse, and there's a bridge. When I'm writing a first verse, the first verse is always tied into my hook, or you can call it a chorus, and the chorus is always really, really simple. And it's very catchy but simple. And the second verse is a little stronger than the first verse, but it still ties down to the hook. And then the bridge is the climax for me of the song. And then it goes back to the hook again. And that's like, you know, closing out the song. So
right.
When I'm writing, you know, it's how I feel. Or I don't know, like when I wrote Perfectly Blind, we just, you know, I felt like I was perfectly blind, and that made sense for the hook, so we just repeated it over and over and added backgrounds to it, and we tied the verses into why I felt like I was perfectly blind.
Mhm. And so why did you feel that way?
Well, I don't know. It just came, the song came to me. I'm a big fan of Bjork. You know who Bjork is?
Yes.
Mhm. She sings, like, very to some people it's very weird melodies, but I was thinking of her, and the lyrics kind of just came to us, and I don't know, it just made sense. I don't really know how to tell anybody how to write. It kind of just comes to you. It's kind of natural.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree because, you know, I'm not a songwriter, but I do like to write here and there my thoughts down. And you definitely, it doesn't matter. Like, there's really no right or wrong way of being creative, in my opinion.
Yeah, right.
It's just self-expression. So how has the reception been? You know, because I've seen some of your YouTube videos, Q, and you've been driving the ladies crazy, you know, singing, you know, at your venues and stuff like that. You know, I've been seeing their faces, and they just, like, stuck with these Kool-Aid smiles, and they're just like, ooh, you know. And I'm just like, Dag, and he's just sitting there so composed and singing. Like, does it, like, when you see your supporters doing this, I mean, what goes through your mind when you see women like, oh, my God, Q?
I try to tell them not to be like that. I don't like for my fans to be like that. No, seriously, because, I don't like to call them groupies. I don't like none of that. You know, I just know how to sing. So I just like sharing my talent, you know, with the world, my gift. So when they admire it, you know, I say thank you, and I kind of just keep it moving because that's all it is. It's just a gift.
Right. Well, that's good to put out there, you know, because – you know, you just kind of redirecting them. And I don't like to call them people, groupie, and fans, and I say supporters as well, but there are different categories of individuals in this world, you know, just like everyone has, like, different statuses that they on. There's the doers, the talkers, the shakers, you know, stuff like that. I feel that same way as far as the entertainment world is concerned. Like, there's the groupies, there's the fans, and there's the supporters, you know, so.
Right, like, if you come to an Anthony Q concert, you know, just come and, you know, and listen to the music and don't come like, oh, my God, you know.
Like, I want to have your kids, Anthony Q. No. We're not doing that here, right, Aunt? Anthony Q, are you still there? Okay, so I don't know why we keep losing him, but he'll give us a call back in, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. So in the meantime, you know, we have some other tracks, and I think that you guys should really, really, really get in tune with Anthony Q because he's really doing his thing, you know, and it's always good to support, you know, someone that's so humbled and laid back and things of that nature. So for all those who are getting in tune with Q's music for the first time, this one is called See Me. So check it out. Call in 818-495-6975 and be live. Ask the question. Don't come in groupie mode because he just put it out there that he's not with that. Enjoy his music, but don't come in groupie mode. Definitely not. Check it out.
That pretty little thing that I like on, and hope, know the see-through walls with the lace on. Yeah, yeah. And hope, this Moscato rose ain't almost all gone. But you're too far away.
Far away.
You're too far away. Thing going for a while.
got me feeling this way. You got me open wide to see you at your birthday suit. You know I got you right. I control you better than to tell you of all those nasty, freaky things I always text to you. You know I miss you, baby. Come on through. I'd die a happy man if I could just see you.
Anthony Q back on the line. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard today, but we have some calls on the line. If that's okay, Q, I'd like to take a few calls. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, awesome. So 863, you're on the line with Q and Miss P. How you doing?
Hey, Miss P. This is Kim Mo from Team Imprinted Souls calling.
Hi,
in.
Hi, how
know,
are
supporting.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling awesome, especially since you called in.
Well, you know, we love you, and V tells me about you. And hi, Anthony Q. I haven't ever heard your music before, but I just heard your song, and I really like that. And it's hard to come, it's hard to find real, genuine music like that. So, you know, I appreciate what you do, and I'm going to look you up on YouTube. I really like your music.
Hey, thank you so much, and I appreciate that, and thanks for the love, and I'm gonna keep putting out music, you know, just like that for all the supporters and people who like my music. I really appreciate that so much.
No problem, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us a call in and showing love, and I can't wait to have you guys on.
I'm ready. Hey, I can't wait either.
Yay! So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Later.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so caller 985, you on the line with Q and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Yay. So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tia, and I'm from Louisiana, Angel, Louisiana. And can I just start off by saying that I love Q so much. No group of note. I've been with him from the beginning, making the band, everything. I watch every episode looking for Q. I love Q. I'm just so appalled that I'm talking to him right now. But I wanted to ask you, Q, like, how does it feel to come back as a solo artist? Like, I know it must be a lot of pressure. So how do you feel about that?
First of all, thank you for showing me love. And I would like to say I don't feel any pressure. In the beginning when I was, you know, dismissed from the group, you know, I felt, you know, all these different pressures coming from everywhere. But now, three, four years later, I'm excited and I'm ready to just give people who are fans of my music, I just want to give them what they want. So
that is great because I'm just in and ready for the new stuff to come. I mean, I love you. I've been waiting for this forever and a day. I mean, I love Q and your music is, like, phenomenal. Like, I can play Medicine on repeat all day, every day. I love that song. And every See Me, Melody, everything.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to keep putting out music. As long as y'all like it, as long as y'all keep supporting it, and, you know, it's genuine, I'm going to keep putting it out.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that all you want to say? I mean, this is the opportunity of the lifetime, and this is all you have to say to Q? Like, that's it? Like, you know, we know you love his music. Is that it?
No, I love him. I love his music. He's a great artist.
We understand. Like, you know, after listening to it, like, you don't want to go into groupie mode. Like, I understand. You know, I had to refrain too. Like, you know, let me not do it because I don't want to turn him off. But, you know, I want to say, Q!
Yeah,
Q! Q!
I don't turn me off. Nah.
I just want him to feel the love from his fans, like, and for him to know that we love him endlessly. Like, it's so much love.
Thank you. I feel it. No, for real, I do feel it. I swear, if you could see me right now, and I'm not trying to just say that because the song just played, but you would genuinely be like, okay, wow, he's. I can feel the love. Like, I ain't coming from no negative place, y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe you're positive.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a positive soul. I already knew that from day one. So thank you so much for calling in and connecting to Q, you know, and supporting his music and all of that good stuff. So we know we look forward to, you know, the love that you're showing to him endlessly, as you stated, endlessly loving him.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night. Yeah, so that's so awesome. I love that. And I get so excited, Q. Like, it's me. I don't know why, but I do. You know, like, no one's talking to me. Like, I've made no records, nothing. But I get so excited when people call in and get an opportunity because you have to know. Like, this is, like, an amazing experience for people. Because,
right.
You know, to think that you have the opportunity to talk to Anthony Q is like, really? Wow. You know? So for some people, you know, they go into crazy mode. You have to excuse them for 5 minutes, Q.
Right. No, it's fine. I mean, I don't care.
So we have another caller, and I hope that, you know, I'm not picking up the same call, but 973, you're on the air with Q and Ms. P. How you doing tonight? Okay, a little gun-shy, huh? Okay, we understand. So for all those who want to call in and talk to Anthony Q, because we don't have him all night as much as we would like to, definitely give him a call in at 818-495-6975. And I appreciate everyone who's tuned in for the first time with Anthony Q because, you know, he's awesome, as you guys see, and his music is really, really hot and sexy to me anyway. So I know you guys got to be feeling the same way, period, okay? If you like good R&B, there you go. So tell us, you know, what's your new project and stuff that you're currently working on?
I'm not allowed to really speak on it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but hopefully it should be out really, really soon or by next year. So
awesome.
Once it's out, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be amazing. And, you know, I'm excited about people seeing the new Anthony Q, you know. People seeing
mm-hmm.
Q, now I want them to see Anthony Q. You know,
absolutely.
So I'm really
absolutely.
Excited about that. And
yeah,
this
and
time
be,
I want,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was going to say this time I want the brand of Anthony Q to be the best brand possible. You know, I want this product to sell, you know, and I want it to be, you know, great. 5 years from now, I want to be able to speak to millions of kids around the world, and I want to, you know, share my gifts, and I want them to know through my music that anything's possible. And through my struggle and through everything that I've been through, I just want to share it with the world. That's it.
Right, absolutely. And that's a great, and you know, goal to put out there and set for yourself. So is there anything that you like to do in addition to music? Well, we already know that you're an awesome singer and performer and things of that nature, but is there anything else that you enjoy doing outside of those things?
Yeah, I enjoy theater, like Broadway. I was in some plays. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, I played Grandpa Joe. I was in The Wiz, I played The Scarecrow. I was in Ragtime. I was in Cole House's Gang.
Mm-hmm.
I was in All Night Strut. So I like to do theater. Also, I like to tap dance, you know. I know how to flat. I know how to time step, kickball change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into tap more than modern. I'm still trying to, you know, master modern. It's kind of difficult.
mm-hmm.
But I like performing. I want to be into movies one day. Hopefully I'll be able to film a movie one day.
No, not hopefully.
Hopefully
you will.
I'll
because
be a billboard
you will
one day.
Do it. You will. Just say it and, you know, claim it. And it's happening right now as we speak.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. Because I said, listen, I'm going to go after Anthony Q. I want him on the Intune show. And look, here you are.
Yeah.
So that's just an example I'm trying to put out there. Like, just say, hey, I'm going to be in a movie soon. This is all happening, you know. One thing at a time, but it's all happening, and it's going to happen sooner than later. And it definitely will happen. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So there's one thing that you have in your bio that kind of resonated with me a lot, and I just wanted to share that a little bit, and I'm just trying to skim through it. Here we go. I like the fact that you said, I want to tell my story of the journey my way with the same honesty and realness that you hear in the guitar. I thought that was deep, poetic, sexy. I don't know. It was just, I don't know. It was something about the way that was put together. And, you know, that kind of spoke to me in volume. So I made a point to bring that up to you because I just wanted to know, like, you know, of course it's self-explanatory, but I don't know if you even knew how deep that whole thing was right there.
No, I didn't realize it was that deep, you know. Just...
But it is, though. Like, hearing me read it back to you, you know, I want to tell my story of the journey my way with the same honesty and realness that you hear in a guitar.
Right.
That's deep. To me,
yeah.
Q. Maybe it's just words, or, you know, that's just how you felt. But I just felt like that was really deep, and it just shows me in my way, in my mind, see, like, a different side of you. You know,
yeah.
Like, you're really connected to your craft. You have a passion. And, you know, that's what it shows me with your music.
And I don't force it, you know. Like, I just can't go. Like, sometimes if you give me, like, a beat and you be like, sit here and write this, sometimes it just won't work, you know. I have to feel it. It has to feel a certain way. So, you know, I don't force anything, you know. Like, if those words were spoken out of my mouth, it was the way that I was feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, and I love them, you know, and I think that more people should, you know, kind of correlate things together like that, because, say, for instance, not everything that you read, people really get it. It's just like, okay, and sometimes it just sounds so rehearsed sometimes.
Yeah.
So to read that, and I've read, like, tons and tons of bios, you know, that just kind of stuck out for me, because I was just like, wow, you know, that's deep. I wonder if he knows that. I need to bring that up. So I definitely,
yeah,
you know,
cool.
Enjoyed Yeah, that was really good, and I think that should just kind of be like trademarked, kind of, sort of, you know? Make that the
okay.
Q on the Anthony Q brand, for real, so nobody can steal it like Miss P. So what, you know, are your family, like, anybody in your family musically inclined as well?
Yeah, I have a lot of cousins, and I have a lot of family members that can sing, you know? A lot of us were raised in the church. All of us were raised in the church. So we know how to sing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome because no one in my family, I'm telling you, no. Shout out to my family, by the way, if y'all tuned in. Like, I love you guys, but, you know, we can't sing, and we can barely dance. I don't know what you call it, what we picked up, where we came from, but... It's not a lot of that stuff happening in my family. So do you think music is enjoyed more for the beat or for the words, or you think it has something to do with both, in your opinion?
It has something to do with both, you know. Some, like, producers, you know, they listen to the beat. You know, songwriters listen to the lyrics. Artists listen to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's true because it's been like a variation of people that's like, oh, I like the beat. I don't want to care for the words. And then some people, you know, everyone has their thing. It resonates with people differently. But the lines are lit up like Christmas, and I always love to see that. So we're going to take another call. 240, you're on the line with Anthony Q and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Olivia, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
Yay.
Hey, Olivia.
Hello. How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Now that I'm talking to you, I'm actually very nervous, but I'm doing the best that I can right now. Cause I don't know how you don't understand how much I adore you. Like, I've loved you since when Day 26 first came out, before you even became famous, and I heard about you during the whole show, you stood out, in my opinion, from everyone else. You just had something when I saw you on Making the Band. And I admire you.
Thank you.
I think your
thank
music
you so
is,
much.
You're so welcome. No, thank you. I think your music is very inspirational. You tell a lot of people's stories. I think you tell a lot of my stories. I'm also really music inclined. I love music. Music is like my escape from reality. And
right.
I have you right now in my iPhone. It's right on my phone. I even Instagrammed it and everything to let people know this is who I listen to.
Aww.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I'm thanking you because you are the one who's bringing this music out, and it. I feel like you are not getting the credit that you deserve. I feel that you're not appreciated. You need to be appreciated more. That's what I feel. So I just.
You know, and I'm so humble, and eventually, you know, like, you know, I believe that, you know, if I keep putting out great music, you know, that eventually, you know, I'll get the credit that I deserve. You know, I don't feel any animosity. I don't get upset. You know, those things don't bother me. I genuinely love to sing. Like you said, it's an escape for you. It's an escape for me. Music is like therapy to me also. So, you know, as long as, you know, when I'm listening to it and, you know, it can keep me calm. And that's why I sing. So, you know, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Me personally, I believe that people don't know you now that you're solo. It's like when you were with Day 26, they was like, oh, that's cute. He's so adorable. He's this, he's that. But it's like now that you're solo, people don't really know who you are as a person. They only saw you who you were when you were in the group. And I just think it kind of bothers me when that it's happening like that.
But you know what we can do? You know what we can do? We can say, you know what? For those people that are not in tune with Anthony Q today, we can help change that by, like, just staying in tune ourselves and just retweeting and listening to his music and supporting and just sharing, you know, his journey with everybody so others can get in tune. Because I don't know if you was listening in the beginning of the show, but someone just called in from another station that never heard his music and heard it for the first time here, and now she's like, hey, I'm going to look you up. So that's what it's all about. You know, not everyone in this life is going to resonate with us, and not everybody's going to stay in tune. But that's why, you know, it's up to us as people that do genuinely support other people to just kind of put that out into the universe. So with people like you supporting Anthony Q, I'm sure before it's all said and done that it's going to all happen where everybody will be in tune to Anthony Q. Everybody. So it's just
so
like, yeah, and it will. So we're going to, yeah.
I'll be on Twitter retweeting.
Uh-huh.
I follow him. I follow you. I'll be on Twitter retweeting. I'm a part of the fan group. I just retweet.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just try to get the word out there, and I go on YouTube and watch anything that's new that you have. Even the old stuff, I watch it.
Definitely.
I do it.
Yes. And we appreciate you, definitely. I appreciate you for being such a avid supporter. And like I said again, you know, the past is a past kind of sort, and I kind of get all of that about how people don't want to, you know, resonate with something when things are changed, because what I learned in my life that people are not good with change. But it's okay, because essentially it'll catch on, and then everybody be like, oh, my God, I didn't know. But now you do. So you continue doing what you're doing. Anthony Q has amazing people like you supporting him. His team is crazy with it. He's part of the Intune Show family. So we're just going to keep supporting and uplifting him, and we're not going to worry about those people that's in the dark, because essentially they're going to come to the light.
Right.
So I thank you.
You're welcome. And I actually have a question.
Sure.
Okay, my question is, I write a lot of poetry, mostly about my feelings and my question to you is, like, how can I put my poetry into, like, songs?
Your what?
Poetry.
Like,
poetry.
My poetry into songs, like the hooks and the verses and stuff like that. So how can I format it?
Well,
the
first verse, when you're writing a song, there's a first verse, there's a chorus, or you can do, like, a first verse, a pre-chorus, and then the chorus, second verse. Pre-chorus, and then the hook again, then the bridge, and then back to the hook. So, you know, for instance, I was taking these lyrics, you know, nobody's perfect, you know, and I was trying to put in the first verse, you know, why nobody's perfect, and then the hook is, you know, I need love. You know, it was simple. You know, I need love because nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? And then the second verse was a little bit deeper, explaining why nobody's perfect, and then it went back to the hook on why I need love. And then it went to the bridge, you know, basically climaxing the song, and then back to the hook again, I need love. You know what I mean? With a couple of backgrounds, you know, but this, it's really simple. You know, I need love.
Well, definitely.
That's the song.
Okay, I would definitely take that into consideration because I write a lot of poetry, but I'm like, I'm writing all this stuff, but I want to write a song, but I don't know where to begin. So now I'm going to take that into consideration.
Yay, well, good luck with that. Definitely good luck with that. And thank you so much for being an Anthony Q supporter and calling in tonight. Thank you for sharing your talents with us as well. And good luck with your song.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, good night.
Yeah.
Love you.
Aw, you're so sweet. Can you pinch your cheeks for me? Can you just freaking do it? Because I can't reach you. Seriously. Like,
when
I'm not even playing.
You can pinch them for me.
Exactly. Like, don't even tempt me because it will happen, okay? You'll just wake up
okay.
And then I'll stand over you with my fingers all ready to pinch them. Like, stop it. All right.
You can do whatever you want.
Yay! Y'all heard it here. Precious can do whatever she wants, okay? But, yeah, so we have someone. I know that, you know, I'm not going to try to keep you, but I just try to appease to all of your supporters, you know, because I want them, like, jumping me in the street about, hey, I was on a line and you didn't get picked up. So I'm hoping that I covered everybody on this whole list. I really do, because there's a lot of people, and there's people in the chat room, and, you know, it's just a good feeling to know that you have so much love. You know, how are you feeling right now, Q, from all of this reception that you're getting?
Humbled and excited just to get in the studio and just keep making music, you know, that can keep people calm and, you know, escaping from reality, like the last caller said. And, you know, just keep making music. That's like therapy to people who like to listen to music.
Yeah, awesome. I'm loving it. So I just wanted to just a few more things before I let you go, Anthony Q. And that's basically this. The Intune Show is having a biggest fan contest. And as you see, people love you. So basically the rules and the stipulations are this. If the person says that they're your biggest fan, they have to follow your page, you know, follow you on Twitter, follow the Intune Show, and tweet to us that they're their biggest fan, and that's how it counts as a vote. And whoever wins
okay.
gets to come back on and co-host with me to ask you questions. How do you feel about that?
That is really, really dope. That's cool.
Yay! So you guys heard it here. Y'all better get y'all tweets up. Y'all better get y'all followers following Anthony Q and his team and the Intune Show in order for it to be cast as a vote. And don't worry, I have a team of people that are definitely looking at the people that are already tweeting for a previous guest. So get your game up and follow, okay? Follow. So, Anthony, I mean, there's so many amazing things that I could say about you, and I can keep you for the whole night, but is there anything that you want to kind of put out there to anyone who's thinking about taking on this journey and, you know, getting into the entertainment field? Is there anything that you would share with them, like words of wise kind of sort of?
Yeah, I would tell them to never stop believing in yourself. Even when things don't go your way or you might not understand why things are going a certain way, you know, always believe in yourself. I get my faith from, you know, what I believe in. So whatever you believe in, whether it's yourself, whether it's whatever you believe in, just believe in it and know that, you know, with strong faith, anything's possible, you know. Any door can open. Dreams are possible. You can be a teacher. You can be a lawyer. You can be a doctor. You can be a musician. You can be a movie star. Anything, you know, you have to believe in yourself and you have to go after it. And for kids that are trying to pursue entertainment, I would say, you know, finish high school and graduate and go to college and just get your education and keep your faith for whatever you're believing in, and it'll come to you. I was in college for like the second semester, and I jumped out on faith. That's when I auditioned for making a band, second semester at Five Towns College in Long Island. So I left college because I really believed in myself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I kind of got lucky. But if you don't really believe in yourself, you know, it might seem impossible. You have to believe in yourself.
Definitely. And that's very, very good words of wisdom. So how can people stay in tune with you until your project can be unleashed to the public?
Yeah, they need to follow me on Twitter, which is QUE_THAFuture. And I'm always posting updates, exclusives, about what's going on with Anthony Q.
Definitely. And I just need to say one more thing. You know, I was, you know, doing my little research, and I don't like to be, like, so, you know, cut and dry with interview and make it, like, so boring that you hate your experience with me and you never want to come back and talk to me. But I just wanted to let you know that the magazine write-up that you just did, and I know you have one coming up or whatever, I was just like, you know what, you could wear a hat, boy. And I thought I could wear a hat. Like, I love to see you in hats. I really, really do, because it's just so mega sexy. So for all those who have yet to see Anthony Q in, like, any little hat position with his head cocked to the side, then definitely Google that ASAP and just click on images. I'm so serious right now. I was, like, in groupie mode for, like, 10 whole minutes looking at those pictures. I'm serious. So definitely do that. And again, guys, I've cut and paste his, you know, follow in the chat room. Definitely stay in tune with that. Get his music downloaded. Support, support, support is essential. Go and subscribe to his YouTube page. And definitely tweet us and let us know that you're his biggest fan. For all those who tuned in and love him so much, I really put you to the challenge. Let's see who loves him more than others. And get him back on the show so we can gain from, you know, being so close and intimate with Anthony Q and his sexy hat look. Okay, definitely. So, Anthony Q, I just want to thank you so much for just taking the time for us to get in tune with you tonight. I was really, really excited about it. You have, you know, made a dream for me come true, as well as your supporters. And, you know, without you taking the time to do this, none of this would be realistic for any of us. So thank you so much for being amazing, for staying in queue with the whole R&B appeal to your music, for being humble, for being laid back, for being receptive to people that are receptive to you. You are amazing, and you have my undying support. So, you know, we're family from this day forward, in my opinion. So I hope this is not the last time that we get to talk to each other.
No, we'll keep in touch, I promise. I'm not like that at all. As far as interviews, anybody that I've done interviews with in the past, I've always told them, you know, let's do some more interviews. Let's keep, you know, let's keep it going. I'm all about supporting.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I think we have one more call. Can we just take one more call before I let you go? Is that cool?
Yeah, no problem.
They hung up, so forget it. They got scared. I'm thinking they got a little nervous. But definitely, yeah, so I love that concept, so stay in tune with me, because I don't want to become a stalker, Anthony, because then you'll be writing a song about stalkers.
I wouldn't do you like that. Nah, you're not a stalker. It's okay.
So you have an excellent evening, okay, and keep us in tune to your next project, because I want to be, like, one of the first people that get to, you know, hear it and put it on the show.
Okay.
All right, have a good night.
That worked. Have a good night.
You too, Anthony. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Anthony Q. How amazing is he? How laid back is he? How humble? How like, you know, sexy, like, his whole flow was, you know? Like, so I hope you guys enjoyed that chit-chat and, you know, getting in tune with Anthony Q as much as I did. You know, it was really an awesome experience for, you know, me and everyone who tunes in tonight, because not only do you get to see, like, the real Q, you know, you really get in tune with, you know, his direction and what he's about. So it's, you know, gravitate to that, because there's not a lot of people out here that we support wholeheartedly that will even take the time to come and talk to us on the Intune show. So when people of his caliber are like, hey, listen, I'll do it, I'll come and talk to you and talk to your supporters, that's definitely like someone that you want to resonate with and, you know, want to support, because they take the time to realize, like, hey, you know, I'm still human and it took me from here to get there. So without you guys that are tuned in tonight, then none of this is happening for anyone. So the name of the game is definitely support, but show support to the right people. Uplift and empower the right people. And like I was telling the young lady who called in and stated that, you know, she gets annoyed that people kind of tend to forget, but that's the circle of life. People do forget. We're human, and it's just human nature for some odd reason to just kind of forget certain things. That people are awesome as groups, but people are also awesome as solo artists as well. So what we need to put in the universe for all those who wholeheartedly support Anthony Q and his music is to definitely let's leave that whole Day 26 thing behind, because he has, and he has resonated with it, and he's put it where it needs to be, and now he's living his life and doing his thing. And we just need to not worry about what other people are saying or what their judgment is as, you know, of him as an artist, you know, as Day 26. We want to kind of change the dynamics on that and kind of focus on who he is as an individual today. And that's Anthony Q. And like he said, people got to know Q, but now he wants people to get to know Anthony Q. And I'm all for that. So from this day forward, there's no more associating him with that, although we know that that's where it stemmed from. We're going to leave that all alone, and we're going to focus on him as an individual, and we're going to support the Anthony Q project wholeheartedly, him as a solo artist. So get in tune to that, because that's really what it is. And if it was any of us out here that came from a certain situation and now we're no longer dealing with that, no one wants to constantly be told or reminded about a situation that they're no longer associated with. So accept the talent, the love, the humbleness, and the joy that he brings us from listening to his music as an individual, and stop placating it with something that is not longer in fruition. So with that being said, guys, I love you guys a ton, and I appreciate all those that are tuned in always, and for those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be talking to Tamara Bubble with my guest host, Miss Natasha Finley. So this should be exciting, because it's going to be just a girl powwow with Tamara Bubble. For those who don't know who she is, Google it. That's why I love the internet so much. Not for the reason of social media, for the reason that you can find out almost anything about anybody, even Miss P. So until tomorrow night, babies, I just want to thank you again. Stay in tune with me, because I am just trying to bring it differently to Blog Talk Radio, as you guys see. So I look forward to all that's to come. And for all those who missed my interview with Trina Braxton and not really in tune to her show, then this is her track, Party or Go Home. Get in tune, and I will see you guys tomorrow night. Bye.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hop star. Big bully, let's go. Tree, where you at, baby?
Jam, jump.
Ripple.